There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is Shiny Geek.
She's
going.
She looks like
she should be there, right?
Jeez, I think that's another person I left off the invite.
Ooh! Ooh, wow.
All right, so hey, and welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek as we continue our countdown of 50 days to Dragon Con. We're in the home stretch, folks, and we got a special podcast tonight with some of the folks that will be attending this time, as opposed to the people that are running the show. With me on the phone from, well, the Unique Geeks, Serv. Serv, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, John?
Okay, I guess. Thank you for asking, though.
Yes.
Also joining me from Rox's Spaz House and Need Coffee, Rox of Spaz House.
Hello.
Hey.
We're on the countdown. Woo.
And also joining us, a very special guest from Girls Gone Geek, Vanessa. Vanessa, how you doing?
Greetings.
Glad to
Thank
have you here.
Warm welcome. That was nice.
Also, probably going to be popping in at one point or another will be the usual my usual cohort on these podcasts, which is Lee. She's right now eating with her family, so she will be popping on shortly. But the topic for tonight is: did you see the latest America's Got Talent? It was awesome. No, just kidding. Dragon Con, of course. What else would I be talking about?
I
with
did
these podcasts?
See that.
And your thoughts?
They should cancel that show.
No hobo killings there, so therefore no one has talent.
Yeah, there was no murder and mayhem, so.
You know, the one that's really interesting that, I don't know why we're on this topic, but let's go with it.
Really?
No.
Really?
Seriously. Is was the bicycle thing? Trick show thing? Because it was always so weird and bizarre and you never knew where to look. That's what annoyed the heck out of me. That's why I was like, I couldn't go to a show this. Anyway. So, Dragon Con. Serv, you're the one that called this meeting. What do you want to talk
about? Well, I just want to get everybody's feelings, maybe figure out what
scheduling.
Everybody or different people are excited about and ready for this year. And
where are we going to eat? No, I'm just kidding.
I will turn this podcast right around.
Well, let's start. Go ahead,
I'm
Vanessa.
Super stoked because it's only my second one, and last year was sort of, you know, I had, you know, brand new eyes, and, you know, they were open wide the entire time. So, you know, I'm excited again because I think it's going to be great again. But, you know, I have
you had eye transplants. That's please, let's talk about that instead.
No, so I'm just excited to go. We can start there. Because it's so much fun.
So really, this is only your second one.
This is only my second one, yes.
That is interesting.
So, okay, so since last year was your first year.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you like so much that you wanted to come back? This is kind of a good starter, you know, because you're fresh and new. You're new blood.
Well,
be careful how Rox says that, because, you know, you might want to choose your words wisely around Rox.
Okay, I'll be careful. I was just taken aback by the cosplay. The cosplay and just like the sense of community. Everybody's in such a great mood. They're having so much fun. And so that was the thing that really struck me most. How just happy everyone is.
You're kind of coming and going.
Geeks. Oh, am I?
Yeah. A little bit.
Better?
Can you move your mic a little bit closer? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, but it's just that the costumes and then everybody's so happy in their costumes. Festive.
So do you do cosplay?
Not yet. I'm working on developing a couple of costumes. I definitely want to cosplay Black Canary. And Eric and I at some point are probably going to cosplay Misty Knight and Colleen. And I may or may not.
You cut out again when you said you were talking about which ones you were going to do with Erica.
I will definitely for sure do Black Canary.
Right.
At some point. I'm developing that costume. And then Erica and I will probably do Misty Knight and Calling Me at some point. and then I may or may not do a Zatanna down the line.
Oh, Zatanna. Okay, cool. Now, Rox, you don't cosplay, right? You just
absolutely
go.
Not. It's the way I dress.
It's not cosplay. It's just called natural.
No, I do steampunk, just so you know, Vanessa. And I'm one of those people, I cobble stuff together. So I spend, you know, the year or so just finding stuff. And this year, I'm retiring my old 24-inch folding bike, and I got a 16-inch folding Dahan that I really steampunked out. I got a really cool wooden trunk that I put some travel labels on and stuff. And then I've got, like, these cool sort of like turbo thrusters that I use from toner cartridges. So I really like doing the parade. The parade is so much fun. So yeah,
awesome.
It's like 4 days of, you know, steampunking it out. And the cool thing about steampunk though, is you don't really have to come up with like a character. I just, you know, I like, you know, different stuff. So it's like, this is what I'm wearing.
Right.
Steampunk. Is great.
Yeah. With steampunk, you can be anything. I mean, you can do a hero or a, you know, a cosmic villain or whatever steampunk, or you can just be, you know, a time traveling person or, you know, a person living in a steampunk universe. So
yeah.
Absolutely. That's very cool.
Yeah. Cause last year I sort of did this, since I was heading up a panel about the Wizard of Oz for alt history, I kind of came up with, I had this really cool checkered kind of vest that reminded me of Mr. Haney from Green Acres. So I came up with, you know, the Wizard of Oz when he was living in Omaha and stuff. So that was kind of cool. So, and then carting the bike around is really fun, you know, because I can get to the hotels really quick. Forget the habit trail.
Yeah, I last year I actually went to go stop you. I went to go try and catch you. As soon as I saw you, though, you had whipped out the bike and you were going down the hill. And I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to catch her.
Oh, yeah, those hills are great for down.
Yeah, I think you're going from the Sheridan down to the, what would that be, the Hyatt?
Hilton.
No, Hilton. That's right. Hyatt's the other side. Yeah. So what are you wearing this year, sir?
Jeez, it seems really weird to have you asking me what I'm wearing. Well, then again, maybe it's not so weird. I'm not doing any cosplay. It's just not quite my gig. I like seeing it, but not doing it. But I do plan on only bringing like two t-shirts or two shirts to Dragon Con so that I can have an excuse to go and buy new cool t-shirts. So.
Oh, to travel light.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there will be a new facial hair excitement.
Are you doing handlebar, mustache-y?
I found something different this year, so I'm not going to say anything until I'll either do it on Thursday night or Friday morning, so it'll be some new strange facial hair.
Oh, are you already, you're just growing out your full beard right now?
Yes, I've got a full beard right now. So.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Cool.
So let me ask you then, Vanessa, what did you like about last year besides the cosplay? What did you get to see, any panels or?
I did. I went to a couple of comics panels that were pretty good. One in particular, I think they were talking about just women in comics, and you know, Amanda Connor was talking a lot about Power Girl. I went to the comics ones. There was one about Batman that was really great. And then actually, one of my favorite ones was the True Blood panel, because I love True Blood. So I'm actually really excited about that this year, because a couple of my favorite characters or actors who play the characters are going to be there. So I managed to, you know, meet a couple of them last year, so I fully intend to do that again this year.
Plus, Charlene Harris is going to be there.
Yeah, she is. I saw that. I haven't actually read the books. I'm totally just a TV nerd on the show.
Some people say that the books are very different from those. From...
Oh yeah. What's his name? Anthony Duvall. Is that his first name? Anyways, the producer director of True Blood. Yeah, he's deviated way far from the books. Like some characters were supposed to die that didn't die, and some, you know, all kinds of stuff. So they've deviated and gone in a whole another direction. Some people like it, some people don't.
I think that's what you need to do, though. I mean, I haven't read the books, and I watched the show. I just got caught up on the show in the last couple weeks. But, I mean, that's what you have to do. You can't do everything exactly the way the book is. I mean, with her books, you'd have, you know, 30 seasons of stuff you'd have to cover.
Yeah.
I mean, she has like 12 books or something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of books.
And I mean...
I think the show is great. It's ridiculous and awesome and sexy and insane. And I don't know. I think it's a great show.
Yeah, you live tweet while you're watching it, don't you?
I do live tweet when I'm watching True Blood.
I caught that last night. I was like, oh, okay. There she goes.
Yeah.
Something about you drinking a beer at the same time as...
I took a sip of my beer the same time that Al C took a sip of his, and I felt that we had a connection. That's actually who I want to meet, Joe Manganiello. He's the actor. Yeah. Last night I only tweeted one. Usually I've got like four or five or six, and I like to quote people because there's always just something ridiculously quotable coming out of someone's mouth on the show, and it's just completely insane. Like Pam, she's my favorite. One quote she said, she was like threatening some of the, you know, characters, and she said, "I will eat, fuck, and kill all of you." I mean, it was just like, it was so, you know, I mean, who says that? But, you know, she's a vampire, and she was upset, and apparently, you know, that's what you say.
Now let's take a quick step back, because we didn't get into this. Now you are part of a 2-person team over at Girls Gone Geek. What is Girls Gone Geek?
Girls Gone Geek is a blog website, and we write mostly about comic books. We dabble in movies occasionally, like review stuff, but mostly we review comics, and we just write about, you know, different books, you know, past and present, different characters. We've done some interviews with some artists. We're working on scoring some more interviews, and we also write comic book reviews for Newsarama, their Best Shots team. So yeah, we mostly focus on comics.
And that's girlsgonegeek.com, right?
Yeah. Well, it's girls-gone-geek.com.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Not been able to secure the domain.
Oh, trust me. I know what it's like being the unique geek as opposed to unique geek.
It's something. So whatever. It's fine. You know, we've got a pretty solid following, and mm-hmm. It's really great, you know, when you get to interact with people who, you know, are interested in what you're reading, and, you know, it's not, you know, like friends out on the interwebs. So it's nice.
Yeah. So you do that with Erica, right?
Yes. Erica Peterman. Yep. She is my partner in geek.
All right, back to what we were talking about, which was Dragon Con, right?
Yes, Dragon Con.
It was, right? So what are you looking forward to this year, Rox? Let's go back to, because I actually asked Vanessa this, which is, what did you go to last year that was really cool? You there?
Rox?
Last year? Yeah. Sorry. No, I thought you meant Vanessa. The I Dream a Genie panel was really cool. Harassing Ken Plume early on. a friend of ours, Peter White, brought, he has a roving operations game that, you know, he will bring to panels, and, you know, you can play before the panel starts. So that was really fun because we needed a Phillips head screwdriver. And I asked Dana Snyder if he had one, you know, just from my dealings with Ken. It was fun, little repertoire type of thing. Let's see. The Warehouse 13 guest panel was really good because they had the guy that plays Pete and Artie. I can't think of their names right at the moment. That was really cool because it was like first thing, you know, it was like, what, 11 o'clock Friday, and the ballroom was packed, and it was a lot of fun. That was really, really cool. Last year I got asked, one of the ladies who was running one of the steampunk, like show and tells, you know, they actually got a big room over at the Westin, and she saw me with the bike, and she's like, "It's totally full," but she's like, I want your bike in." I'm like, "Oh, okay, sure." For an hour, it was insane. They actually had a line going from outside the hotel up to the second floor, and And just everybody that brought their really cool items, like this one guy next to me had a steampunk Segway that was really cool. So that was a lot of fun. You know, just the cool thing about Dragon Con is the accessibility to do stuff, you know, to be actually part of Dragon Con, such as the parade, the interactive, you know, show and tell stuff. I think they even have like the Star Wars things has like a swap meet, I think they used to for past years. So the like I said, the cool thing about Dragon Con is you know, it's big interactive play, you know. So that's like a highlight. Oh, and of course our Fun Fest was awesome for needcoffee.com. So Vanessa, you need to come Friday evening at 8:30.
I don't know if we'll be there yet.
Oh,
unfortunately, yeah, we're coming up Friday night and hopefully we'll be there. I'm trying to get out of here as fast as I can to get there. But if we're there, we'll come.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Where are you coming in if you don't want to disclose your location?
Oh, we're coming from Tallahassee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 4 hours. It's not too bad.
No, Scott C is coming up from Tallahassee. I think he's coming up Thursday.
Shag and Terry, but they're coming Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, I was supposed to ride with them originally, but, you know, work and obligations and things are pushing me back a day.
Stinky boys.
Colin's sick.
She'd still take herself because she'd have to be driving with Stinky, Shag, and Terry. So.
Oh. See, this is why I fly up Wednesday to get into the whole thing of it. I go up Wednesday.
Yeah, so. I'm going up Wednesday this year, too.
Are you? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, sir.
Actually something, sorry to cut you off, but there's another thing last year that I went to that wasn't like part of the Dragon Con events, but was sort of an offshoot because some of the artists were in town and they did this really cool like body art thing like after hours. And they're doing another one this year. And it's at a club. What's it called? Hold on.
Vortex?
No, it is at Neon Armor. Wait, no, that can't be right. Oh, no, it's at the New American Shakespeare Tavern.
Oh, okay.
Which is down on Peachtree Street. Yeah, yeah. And there's going to be
a bunch of artists.
It's hard to say, but David Mack is doing it. Peter Steigerwald. There's another really great artist, Stephanie Anderson, who's local in Atlanta. She does a lot of the body painting. But I went last year, and it was so much fun. And it was really cool.
Well, that is the cool thing about Dragon Con and Atlanta. There's always, like, my friends and I will do an art trip up to the High. Like, last year, a bunch of us went to the Dolly exhibit. And then
there's a Dolly exhibit in Atlanta?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, it's over now. But yeah, there was.
Okay, because there's
actually the cool thing. I know there is the museum in Tampa. The thing is, there was actually several pieces in the exhibit that have never seen the light of day for the last couple of decades.
Interesting.
And they were a lot of the pieces were privately owned.
Hmm.
So that was kind of cool. And then. There's, you know, the aquarium hosts a Dragon Con night.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's fun. I always go really early. If I go to the aquarium, just because that's when they're feeding the otters, and that's really fun. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed just with one of my stories about going to a panel last year. The first one, you know, first of all, I'm kind of different from a lot of the people. Like a lot of people will get the grid ahead of time and they'll plot out where they're going this day and at this time and this day at this time, you know, so they have their day like planned out. Shag's notorious for this. He does this every year. I mean, he's he's double and triple booked sometimes. Like, so he has a first choice, a second choice, a third choice. I am the complete opposite. I do not plan to and hardly ever attend panels. The panels that I am sure to attend are the ones that I'm on. So Make the Bad Men Stop, Fun Fest with Need Coffee. You know, if I can, Make the Bad Men Stop 2, Stop batter. Or I forget what we're calling it this year, but anyway.
Stop before we have to leave for our air flights.
Yeah, I think I'm flying out before, so I think I'm only going to be on the one panel this year. But, you know, generally, I don't plan on going to panels, and half the time I end up in something, and I had no intention of going. I just dumb my way into it. That just kind of seems to be my modus operandi. So last, and this is the embarrassing part, I think it was last year, Dr. Jen wanted to go to a panel in the science track, something, some kind of unlinear math. And I'm like, yeah, that's all you, not for me. So I was walking over there with her, and she went into this panel, and I was walking by the next room that had just started a panel, and it was medical marijuana. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just sit through that. Now, and obviously the sad thing is I can't remember now whether it was last year or the year before.
Yeah, they kind of run. Well, there was that one year when you were saying on how open your schedule is you got to hang, you know, you were watching, what, golf or football with Donnie Most and...
Right. Yeah, we were staying in the Hilton then. I think that's before the Hilton was an official con hotel. And John and I were, I think it was Saturday afternoon, and there was nothing that we really wanted to do. So we went up to the executive level lobby in the Hilton. I used to have Hilton status or whatever. And I went up there, and we're sitting around watching TV, drinking free drinks, and having appetizers that Hilton sets out up on the executive level. And here comes Donnie Most and Anson Williams from Happy Days. And we all sit around chit-chatting, watching the golf tournament that day on the big screen TV. So, yeah, Donnie Most and Anson Williams from Happy Days are close personal friends of both John and myself. So.
That's right.
That's no, the kind really... of D-list celebrities we hang out with.
No, it's trippy how when you're hanging out, because last year I stayed at the Marriott. And so, you know, you're just sort of walking around and, you know, or in the elevator or whatever.
How did
and
you
then...
get rooms at the Marriott?
I don't know, it was like last minute and they had a room and wow, total score.
Was it con rate?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, just being there, and you know, you're in the elevator. That's actually, you know, like just different actors. I remember at one point it was late and I was kind of tipsy and I got on the elevator and I turned around and it was like, you know, half the cast of Heroes. What's the guy? And it was just so bizarre. I'm just standing in the elevator. I'm like, wow, you know, what do you say? And they're all just like standing there real quietly, like almost like they don't want you to, you know, say anything.
And actually, some of them think it's great. I swear to God, just go ahead, finish. And
oh, I'll... No. But I don't know about the Heroes guys. Like I heard all these rumors that they were kind of grouchy last year because, you know, they just found out that, you know, Heroes got canned. So I don't know about that.
I was on the elevator. This was at the Hilton, and it was Bill Daly and Larry Hagman were on the elevator, and Bill turns to me. He's like, "Is that a motorcycle?" I'm like, "Could be." And he's like, "Oh my, these guys are, you know, a lot of, if you watch that show, there's a documentary you can see on PBS called 4 Days of Dragon Con or something."
Uh-huh. Yes, 4 days at Dragon Con.
And a lot of the guests just love it because it's, you know, one of the, you know, it's really cool because they're not really like fully harassed and stuff. And the best place to actually to hang out with some of the guests is the smoking deck at the Hyatt.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like, you know, because one time... my sister went with me, and we were, because my sister is a smoker, so we were there quite often, and we were saying hey to like Peter Mayhew, and he was talking to some little guy and stuff, and there's a bunch of guests and stuff that hang out at the smoking deck in between panels and stuff.
Oh, I'm gonna keep you that know. In mind.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So keep it on the down low.
Now, Rox, weren't you? Was it you that was getting cigarettes for somebody last year?
It was
at Trader Vic's. Was that you or was that Lee?
No, it was. Get this, it was Luke. Okay, all right, Thursday night is the night that Lee will go to, you know, a bunch of us will go to Trader Vic's just to kick everything off. And there's Big Mike, and I don't know the rest of his band name, but they usually play Thursday night. They make a good Mai Tai. The food is questionable, I'm sorry to say.
I probably will never eat there again, but I will always drink there.
Right, but the drinks are good. The Navy Grog is really great. So anyway, Shag tells me, oh, hey, Luke Perry is, you know, at the bar. I'm like, oh, let me see. Yeah, I said, show me. So we went over, and I asked him for a hug, and he complied.
And
it was really neat. He's a really nice guy. He says, hey, sure, honey. And so...
And I think his head came up to your boobs.
And it was getting late.
I know he's small.
He is small, yeah. But he's very nice, personable guy. So Aaron Poole and his friend, Brian from Cabin Fever. They were both there. And he came down and we were talking and stuff. So we were out on the smoking deck at Trader Vic's because he's a smoker. And we were talking to Dana Snyder, and all of a sudden, Luke Perry comes out, and he bumps a cigarette off of Brian, this poor Irishman.
Oh, that's who it was, yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, you got a cigarette? And he takes two.
Oh.
Brian. And it was so funny. He got a picture and everything, but it was funny. Dana's like, oh, hey, I'm Dana Snyder. He said, and Luke Perry's like, oh, yeah, voice actors, we really need you guys, or something like that. So that was kind of fun. So.
Well, no, I saw Luke Perry on the last day. It was a Monday morning, and I was getting breakfast, and I was a little hungover. And I was standing, because it was in, like, I don't even know which hotel I was in, but it was like buffet or whatever, you know, the breakfast buffet.
Oh, that could be any number of them.
Yeah, I don't even know where I was. But I'm just sliding through, and then, like, I stop because there's someone there, and I look over, and I was like, oh, that's Luke Perry. I actually didn't talk to him because he looked pretty tired, and I was pretty tired, and I just figured, you know.
You know, even if you just say, hey, they're good with that.
Yeah.
Just say, that's what I do. A really cool thing for my friends is we always had this thing about watching actors eat.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah. Like one time we were in Sear, which is in the Marriott, which actually has good food. And the breakfast buffet, even though it's a little high, it will fill you up. It's really good. We saw somebody harassing Lou Ferrigno, this guy who was dressed as the Hulk, a really bad one, too. You know, so that was kind of cool. Actually, the funny thing is he was talking to another actress. And I said, I made a comment like, I'm sure they run into a bunch of the actors that you kind of see. And if you look at other conventions that have the same actors, I always wonder if they just sort of like, hey, how was San Diego? Oh, San Diego was really good. It's a good thing he showed up today. You know, I could just imagine, you know, the conversation of when the last convention they saw them at. Like, oh, are you going up to New York? Ah, maybe not. You know, I'm going to wait for, you know, Chicago or something, you know.
I don't mean to sound ugly, but I don't know that some of these quote unquote celebrities have all that many options.
Well, no, but you know, it's like you see Lou Ferrigno at any number of conventions. So it's like, oh yeah, I bumped into so-and-so again. You know, I could just see that, you know.
At one point I went up to wherever, you know, all the actors are kind of hanging out where you can like take pictures with them. And that was kind of bizarre.
The Walk of Shame.
Yeah. Shag had told me about it. So I like ventured over there and I walked through and it's just like odd because it's like they're zoo animals or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I did talk to, a couple of people there because, William B. Davis, you know, cigarettes.
Oh, he was. Did you go to that panel last year?
I didn't make it to the panel because it conflicted with something else. But I didn't talk to him.
Oh my God, he was great. Oh good,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm such an X-Files freak, and so when I saw him, I was like, oh my God! And I like ran up to him, and I was like, dude! And he was very tickled by my sort of, you know, fangirl. I was like, I'm sorry, I just gotta be a fangirl right now. I was like, you're a cigarette smoking man. Because, I mean, I watched that show in high school, you know, and just for like the entire time that it was on, all 9 seasons. And so that was actually kind of surreal for me. I didn't really freak out that much, a little bit, you know, for some other people. But for him, it was something else entirely because, you know, I sort of had this like detached, you know, like that sort of this is this person that was on TV and then to see them. But he was very nice.
But, you know, the weird, sorry, the weird thing about him is he got into acting. He actually was hired by Laurence Olivier to run one of his production companies.
Interesting.
So he came into like television late. And it was really cool. He gave a really somebody actually brought up the whole 2012 thing. And his sort of ending comment was somebody's like, he's like, I really don't know about that. He says, but I can imagine, you know, in the X-File world that, you know, the aliens would come, they would take over the world, and they would make me king. It was just great
answer. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It was a cool answer. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he was great. He was great. Yeah. Because I ran into that one. Because I was sort of, there's times out of the convention, it's like, it's the conflicting thing. And I'm like, I'll do a half and then run. That's why I have the bike. Then I can go somewhere else.
So everybody kind of takes Shag's methodology and kind of maps out their days and what they've got to do. And
I kind of do because of being with Need Coffee, because there's like so many panels we're on, as you know, as a group, and certain ones that I like to, you know, especially certain people that I really like to see. Like Rob Levy from Need Coffee does a really cool panel discussion, sort of like the inside the actors. A lot of people are doing this of, you know, talking about an actor's work outside of what they're known for at Dragon Con, which is what, you know, Lee kind of did with Cigarette Smoking Man, Davis. So that's something I like to do. So yeah, there is a lot of, you know, planning for me. That's why I'm trying to get this Dragon Con app.
Well, there's,
does it let you do scheduling on it? I don't know.
Oh, I did. Apparently they pulled it. They're still tweaking.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I did hear it was in beta.
Yeah, Mighty Bill has it.
It's in beta.
He got it yesterday, and then it.
Yeah, it's in beta 10 days out. Oof.
Yeah,
nice.
I can't blame him. Whatever, you know, but it's free. So what are you gonna say?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if not, I would make like a PDF and, you know, just mark out stuff. And there are times I always like leave blocks that I can just float around and get pictures of, you know, the cosplay people and stuff. So
right, I mean, that's Shag's huge thing. Shag turns into Mr.
Photo
Picture.
What's
yeah.
it? Who's a famous photographer? Rocks. Go.
What?
He's
Sorry?
A famous photographer.
Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Starts taking pictures everywhere.
But not of himself, so I guess that's not really Peter Parker.
Well, John, you haven't said what did you like last year?
What did I like last year? Whew. Last year was kind of rough for me, to be honest with you. I spent a lot of time videotaping things that I didn't necessarily want to watch.
Oh.
Which was
well
fine.
Appreciated.
Is it? That's
it
another
is.
Story.
But anyway, let's not delve down that particular road. It was, you know, it's fine. But last year, of course, one thing that I always enjoy, which is probably shouldn't drink that Coke right on the camera. I'm a little gassy. Anyway, is just hanging out with the my buds, hanging out with my my friends again, and of course the Fun Fest.
Yeah,
the Fun Fest is
a Fun Fest because the whole weekend is a Fun Fest for us.
Right,
it is.
You know, you know what I'm really excited about. I am excited this year about the Fun Fest and the fact that it's on Friday and it's done.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, I'm just excited to get it. I mean, not that I don't enjoy it, not that I am not looking forward to it, but the
it's
fact
a lot
that
of work,
it's
though.
But the fact that I don't have to stress about it, an extra day or two. You know,
yeah.
I can get it. We can do the Fun Fest Friday night and be done.
Yes.
Is nice. I'm going to be sad though if our boy Simon can't make it, because he was actually supposed to be your announcer for the Price of Shite.
Oh, really? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I gave him some stuff to try and convince his new employer that this is almost a work job for him. So
it is a work job. It is.
Voice well, for sex. his new. He's getting a new gig that is, I guess it's blogging, entertainment blogging for a relatively well-known blog, and some of the actors on some of the shows that he has to cover or be aware of are going to be at Dragon Con. So,
well, there you go.
It's TMZ. He's going to work for TMZ. No, I'm just kidding.
He's working for where?
TMZ. I was
TMZ.
Joking. I'm joking. He's taking over whatever the Harvey's job. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not. He's not working for TMZ. Hiss.
Well, since we're on the topic, Rox, what are you looking forward to this year? Are there any guests or?
Oh yeah.
Did we already go through this while I was stepped away?
Ernest Borgnine. Really?
Who's he?
Well, let's see. He was.
Isn't he the guy who whispered
little,
that?
He's a little known actor that won an Academy way back in the 50s for a movie called Marty.
Hmm.
He was.
He was the mean.
Most recently, he's like
he was
kind of a little nuts.
Oh my God! Most recently, swear to God, he was in a movie last year for the Hallmark Channel.
He was
I'm
in
like,
Red. Red was recent.
Who was he in Red? A movie for the Hallmark Channel? Hi, it's Lee.
Hey, Lee's joined us. Yay! Hey.
Just a little late.
Breather.
I don't mean to be a heavy breather. Hold on.
Oh my God,
no. Just breathe a little slower.
Carrie Fisher slower. And Ernest Borgnine, and
they've all been in Hallmark movies.
Yeah, they have.
That doesn't surprise my ass one bit.
What are you looking forward to, Vanessa?
Lee? What am I looking forward to, Lee or who?
Vanessa. Oh, sorry, Vanessa. Oh. I'll get to you, Lee.
Go, Lee.
Or we'll go now. We'll go with Lee now. That's fine.
I was fine with going with Vanessa. I'm looking forward to, first of all, and I know it's probably already been said since I'm coming in late, but I think it's really going to be awesome that Carrie Fisher is going to be there. So that's, I mean, I think that's kind of awesome for the con and anybody who's there. For me personally, I'm excited Lance Henriksen is coming back. He was such a great guest when he was here before that it'll be really neat. And for those people that like it, I'm really glad that, can I pimp my track for a minute?
Sure.
Please do.
Okay. I get to meet Kate Mulgrew.
Oh,
I am so excited. She's actually got a 4-part story arc on Warehouse 13 and is going to be on one of my Warehouse 13 panels. So I am really excited to meet her. And I literally cannot tell you how excited I am.
Hey, Lee, at one point you should ask her about her stint as playing Katharine Hepburn on Broadway.
I will ask her if I can. I will ask her about that because I actually think I want to ask some kind of a question about after we get through some Warehouse 13 questions, more about, you know, some other things they've done above and beyond sci-fi stuff. Because I know about her Katharine Hepburn thing. Was she nominated for a Tony for that? I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, she's pretty, I mean, I just got really excited about her. So that's for me kind of my very, very happy place. So. I mean, I'm meeting Janeway, man. I've met three big Star Trek people now. I'm so excited I can't stand it.
Yeah, you've met three captains now.
And what's weird is you're not the Star Trek director.
I got nothing to do with Star Trek. So, yeah. I mean, and I think we have a lot of great people coming. So, I mean, I think it's going to be really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Vanessa, how about you?
I'm also looking forward to... just hanging out in Comics and Artist Alley. I actually spent a lot of time there last year. You know, Shag, he does encourage the whole planning out, you know, him being a planner type and all. And I took his advice initially, but ended up sort of like chucking my plan and hanging out in Artist Alley way more than I really anywhere else. Just talking to the comic artists and all the other different artists. And there's a couple other like industry people there because the Sidebar Nation guys are there. They have a podcast, and Eric and I actually have a lot of dialogue with them. And then, you know, like George Perez is always there, and he's super sweet. And Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor are going to be there, and they're great. I actually had, you know, talked to them quite a bit last year, and it was just fun to talk to them. And the Lady Mechanica creators are going to be there, Joe Benitez, and the colorist Peter Steigerwald. So hopefully I get a chance to talk to them. So
you know,
I'm excited
really
about that.
Neat. Did you see Mike Mignola last year? Was it last?
I did.
Yeah, he was really, really, you know, he was like in that one booth.
Yeah.
And nobody was around them. And that is the cool thing is when you can get like artists and stuff when nobody's around, and then you can just, because I gave him my beat up copy of Hellboy. He's like, oh my God. He's like, this is great. He goes, it's not even in a polystyrene bag. It's all beat up and stuff. He goes, you actually read this. I'm like, well, yeah.
That is cool. No, yeah, it's like someone like George Perez, you know, he's like an hour long line. Actually,
he is a sweet guy. Oh, he is. Nice guy.
And I actually ended up talking to or meeting him sort of briefly, like not in Artist Alley, but I was heading to a panel and I was on the escalator going down and I looked back up because there was this girl, very pretty girl. She was, you know, Supergirl cosplay, and standing right behind her was George Perez. And he's like, look at her. Doesn't she look great? I was like, she does, but look at you. I don't see you every day, you know? And so that was sort of funny. And you know, he was like, hi, nice to meet you. And like totally gave like a hug and a kiss, because that's just the kind of super nice guy that he is. And so anyway, it turned out that the girl doing the cosplay is like his niece.
He's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like his nieces or, you know, people that he knows. But a lot of girls that he knows do cosplay. And so like he'll like tag them all on Facebook and you'll see. And they all do like really actually quite very good cosplay, not, you know, not the not good cosplay.
Now, are you going to try to see Stan?
No, or, you know, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Stan, number, I, you know.
I last year when I was going over to the Walk of Fame or whatever, shame, I was texting and walking, which is not a good thing to do at DragonCon.
No, bad thing. I'll tell you my story in a minute. You go first.
You could lose an eye that way, Lee.
Walking. No, you will not lose an eye that way. Shut up.
So I'm like texting and walking and totally not paying attention. And I literally slammed into Stan Lee. And his bodyguards were not happy with me. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, and I just like reacted. Like I didn't even know who I bumped into. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I look and I bumped into Stan Lee. I'm like, oh, really sorry.
They say,
and, you know, he's got like.
Did he like fall where like wires that the bodyguards were holding him up with, like Weekend of Bernie's? Did he just like collapse?
No, he just kind of looked at me.
Did he say no worries, true believer? Did he say anything like that?
No. Holy no. Excelsior!
You bumped into you just me, mixed young you. Lady.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. And it's because he was like coming out of the back or heading into where all the people were like sitting, like, you know, like this huge line to like, you know, meet him and take their picture with him or whatever. So anyways, that
for
was
like
my
$300 or something.
I know, it was really expensive.
So Lee, what's your cautionary tale of texting and walking?
It wasn't actually texting. I just really kind of was in my own little world and walking with somebody, and we were kind of chatting, and I think I was like on my phone in half of it, and I was walking, and I was all of a sudden I ran into somebody, and it was over towards the Walk of Fame because we were going to see some of our guests, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry, and I had a nod and a no problem or of course, and I, you know, oh, I'm so sorry, excuse me, and da 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 da, and they walked off, and the person was just dead struck. The person I was walking with was a staff member, and they just stopped and they just were like standing there, and I went, what's wrong? And they went, do you not realize who you ran into? And I'm like, no. And it's nice, the person that didn't yell at me for running into them. And they were like, you just ran into Patrick Stewart.
Oh my God.
Colin Ferguson ran into
them. And I went, what? And they were like, that was Patrick Stewart. And I turned my head, and yes, it was Patrick Stewart, the back of his head, walking off. And I was like, I cannot believe I did that, and I didn't even realize.
I still contend that Lee was just trying to cop a feel.
I so wasn't. If I had been trying to cop a feel, I would have done much better. I would have done much better. So yeah, although I've heard of other people who ran into Joe Flanagan, and somebody else said they ran into James Marsters, and I'm like, yeah, James enjoyed that. I don't know what y'all talking about. He was fine with it.
He was actually looking for people to run into.
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
Now, Lee, I know you hear this question a lot in all of our other podcasts, but what are you looking forward to this?
I already answered.
Did you?
Well, I said, well, not for me, but for Carrie Fisher and.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Kate Mulgrew.
I meant Jason. You've heard this a lot. Sorry.
I have heard this a lot, and
I haven't even started drinking yet.
Oh, boy. I just have a headache. Oh yeah.
There's one panel that I might actually plan an attempt to attend ahead of time, make plans for to attend this year, and that might just be the WKRP panel.
Oh, yeah.
Love to go see if there was any way possible, because, yeah, that's an awesome panel.
I just loved that show growing up.
I adored it.
In college, I would hang around with some guys from the Tallahassee Metal Station and, like, go and help them at remotes and stuff. And I think a lot of that comes from WKRP.
Now, did I ask you, Rox, about your... You there, Rox?
What? Sorry. What? You can talk now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Not enough about her, John.
She's busy killing hobo. Sorry.
No, they clear them up during Dragon Con. They do a catch and release of all hobos.
They sweep them up.
Dragon Con. They look too much like other Dragon Con people.
What was your question? Difference.
Oh, I was just asking if you had a particular panel you were looking forward to this year, or if I'd actually asked you that question already and just completely forgot.
You kind of did, and then I remember Martin Landau is going to be here. I mean, it's just
yeah, that's right. You said Ernest Borgnine. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, it's weird. You look at the guest list, and then it just becomes fuzzy. It's like, oh, yeah. You know, so. I'd like to see the Carrie Fisher thing, and I'm sure that would be, like, amazing leap. I think that would be as packed as Lee's Leonard Nimoy Sunday morning.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Lee, I... All right, we were up late, whatever, the night before. I didn't think I had that much sleep or something.
Yep.
And I literally woke up and went, oh, Lee's panel. And I literally was practically stumbling to get to the auditorium. And, oh, my God. And then I think I went to sleep after that. So,
and
which
it,
was
it
a
is?
Really good interview, Lee. That was an
Thank
awesome
you.
And it was a really nice surprise because William Shatner came on later. So
did I tell you the story of that?
I think so.
If you have, why don't you say it again?
Yeah.
All right. So basically, I had begged and pleaded and begged and pleaded to interview Mr. Nimoy, just like everybody else was trying to figure out a way. I mean, like the Stargate people were trying to figure out how to – you know, say that he could do their panel. Because at that point, we knew he wanted to do one non-Star Trek panel. That's what we'd heard. And so I was saying, you know, we could do a little bit on Fringe, which was what he had been on just recently and doing that. So I don't know how I won out. Only I had good karma that year. I'm not really sure. And so I won out and I got to do it. And I also really like kind of said, I swear I will ask him questions about everything he's ever done. I swear to God, you will be able to see these questions. And so they were like, okay. So I did that. The Saturday before, David Gordon, who's the senior director, comes up to me. It's right after the Michael Biehn panel I had done on the guy from Aliens. And David comes up and he goes, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. And he said, you might not be interviewing Nimoy tomorrow. And I went, can I at least be there to say hello and like introduce him on stage? And he went, yes. I didn't like pitch fit. I really did not pitch fit. I was like, oh, because I had known this could happen. If he decided he didn't want anybody to interview him and he wanted to free flow it, that yes, sir. Thank you very much for being at Dragon Con. Not a problem.
Except then you went out and poked your eye out. You're so angry.
I poked my eye out. No. And he said, we don't know yet. We don't know what's going on, but here's why. William Shatner has decided to stay, and nobody can know. And I went, nobody? And he went, nobody. And I said, okay, so I can't even tell my staff that we might not be doing this, except for us to be in there and help get people in. And he goes, that's right. You can't tell them until tomorrow at 9:30, right before the panel. And I said, okay. Didn't say anything. He goes, but Shatner is saying, we don't know if Shatner wants to do a whole hour with him, what he's going to do, but he's going to be there. So no matter what, I need you to be loose and ready to go. And I said, okay. So got all my staff together. We had it planned. We all met up at 9:00 and I said at 9:15, which I said, okay, first of all, everybody has to put their phones up. We cannot Twitter this. We cannot email or call anybody. I am telling you all now, if you do this, I will throw you off staff for the rest of your life. I said, what's going on? I really did, and I meant it. And they all looked at me and went, you're serious? And I'm like, I am dead serious. So they all put their phones up, and I said, all right, here's what's going on. And I told them that Shatner was had stayed another night that nobody knew about, and that he was going to be at the panel, but we didn't know how. We may or may not be asking questions. We would hopefully, we Extract would still be able to introduce him at least and say that we're so happy he's here and he's a star Fringe, and then whatever he wants to do. So I got backstage and I met his handlers, and his handler and his agent is Mr. It's the same agent for both of them. And the agent starts talking, and I said, well, I have questions, or however you guys want to do it. And he goes, no, Bill is just going to come in at some point. And I went, oh, I said, 10 minutes in, 20. He goes, no, Bill will just come whenever.
Bill does what Bill wants to do.
And you got to understand, if you see where I was on the stage, I could see Mr. Shatner.
Wow.
Well, you just couldn't tell how far away he was.
No, I couldn't. Well, that's true. I didn't have a whole lot of depth perception. And that was kind of funny, too, because that was actually the first thing Shatner said to me was, oh, my God, what happened to you? Exactly that way. It was one of those kind of like, really? And he was like, are you okay? I'm fine. And I just told him that there's a reason my parents didn't name me Grace. So basically I asked Mr. Nimoy if it was okay if I asked him my questions. I showed him my cards. He was fine with it. I said, let's start with your art, because I didn't know when Mr. Shatner was going to jump in. And to me, I think the art was the thing he wanted to talk about the most. And that was fine. So I had all the questions ready, and they were color-coded cards, so I could pop them at any point. I had gotten down to my last two cards. And if you remember the interview, I kept saying things like, and how was it to direct William Shatner, and
right,
the TJ Hooker, and we kind of made some, yeah, so we had no idea when he was coming on. And then all of a sudden I saw him stand up, and I was on my last two cards, and I decided which one to ask was the last question, because I could tell he was about to walk in, and that was it. That's all I knew. And what was hysterical was afterwards, as people kept coming up to me going, did you know Shatner was there? He was here. I was thrilled Mr. Shatner was here.
And you know what? Being in the audience, that was like really great, because you didn't know, and you're like, wow, this has turned into something even better.
It was pretty awesome. And actually, I was got through it, and they left and thanked them both, and I got a hug, and I was ecstatic by that, because both of my very young crushes gave me hugs, and they left, and then I fell into the arms of one of the other senior directors and just shook and laughed and cried for 3 minutes, because I just, the adrenaline was just crazy. Yeah. I cannot remember the questions I asked. I still have the cards. I don't remember what order. No idea. So that's how
You did ask about his singing. That was pretty cool.
I did ask about it. Yeah. Actually, somebody said that I needed to ask about that, because they said that as a fan, that was the thing, is that they remembered the way they remember it is not just Spock, but as the song of Bilbo Baggins. Yeah. And I was like, I never even would have thought of that. I remember him for In Search Of. So
So
sorry. That's my story. Sorry, I didn't mean to take up like 5 minutes telling that story. I apologize.
It's a good story. I think it was fine. Yes.
It is a good story, though. It was awesome. William Shatner called me a pretty woman, and I am the happiest person ever.
Aww. Can you answer this question, Lee? Whose track, because this is something that Serv and I were talking off podcast, if you will. Whose track is Vampire Diaries on? Do you know?
Vampire Diaries is either on one of two. It's either on American Sci-Fi or on Dark Fantasies. I think almost all the vampire stuff is on Dark Fantasy.
Oh, okay. Because Serv is a big fan of Vampire Diaries, and he wanted to make sure he caught all the...
Wants to make sure what he does on Vampire Diaries.
And Teen Wolf, too. If you got any Teen Wolf guests, I'm not sure if there are any. He's a big fan of Teen Wolf as well.
John, don't fucking tease me. If you can't deliver.
You're a fan of Teen Wolf, too? Jeez.
Not Teen Wolf 2, as in the Jason Bateman vehicle, but...
Fucking Jason Bateman. Are you kidding me?
Jason Bateman. I'm telling you, Teen Wolf 2 was that was probably one of the worst movies I ever saw in my life. Okay. Vampire Diaries is not one of the best CW shows ever, man. What the hell's your problem?
Who's that? Which one?
Reaper was damn good.
Oh, Reaper was awesome.
Yeah, Reaper was good. Yeah, I like that.
John Glover in it, for crying out loud.
Oh God, I love it.
Who's Reaper that had John Glover?
That's a good question.
Because he played the devil, didn't he?
No. That was played by Ray. Help me out here. Come on. Anybody?
I don't know.
I can't help you.
Oh, God. I got to look it up.
I'm going
talk
right
amongst
now.
Yourself.
Yeah, okay. So
who's going to buy what at Dragon Con? At the biggest geek mall going?
That's a good question.
Man, I bought so many books last year.
Did you really? Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
By books, you mean...
A couple booksellers that are really good. There's the one guy that sells, like, the first edition stuff. I always...
Well, I have to ask Vanessa, because by books, you mean comic books, or by...
Oh, yeah, sorry. When I talk about books, I'm talking about, comic books. I bought, actually, I found a lot of old issues of Birds of Prey, like the first appearance of Black Alice, and a couple of things, because I'm, big Gail Simone fan. And I also got a bunch of hardcovers for a really good price, and like out of print hardcovers too, which is always exciting. So
yeah.
By the way, Ray Wise.
Oh, and John Glover was in Brimstone.
Yes.
There we go.
Anyway, also, sorry. What else is buying stuff?
I read your Unique Geek 50 Days Countdown post, and you're looking for some Golden Age stuff?
No, more either Silver or Bronze Age. I might like Giant Size X-Men number 1 or like some serious books like Hulk 181, First Appearance of Wolverine. I just want to see what they're selling for. I might try and find some really good condition and buy some. Strictly as an investment, as sick as that may sound to some collectors out there, but hey, these things are worth money, and if you have already read the stories, it's sure nice to have an original number one in fine condition.
Very cool.
What was Vanessa, if you don't mind me asking, what was the most expensive book you bought last year?
The most expensive book I bought last year, I don't think I paid more than $15 for anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you don't have all the money that Serve apparently has then.
No, I actually got stuff really cheap. That's why I was so excited. That's why I bought so many books. Because I kept finding things for, like, if you bought, like, because a lot of the people who were selling graphic novels, it's like if you bought so many, then you got, 15 or, depending on if you bought three, then you get 15% off, or if you bought five, then you get 25% off. So I ended up getting stuff like really cheap because I just bought a bunch.
I bought a $100 hat.
Did it come with somebody to help put it on?
It was that top hat, and it's a great hey, I took that top hat up to New York, and I had New Yorkers saying, that's a fabulous hat. So it was worth $95.
Uh-huh.
It's a great top hat. It's felt. Whoa.
I'm not disagreeing. It is a great top hat. I've seen that top hat.
I need to get a bowler type hat now. Either that or like a Tammany square type, a shorter top hat type of thing. So there's this one guy that sells hats that are, they're really good hats. They're made by Scala, which is a really good company. If you find them on the internet, and this guy carries them, so I'll probably get another hat.
I'm probably going to have to spend some time over at Steve Jackson Games and get some Munchkin
stuff.
Ooh,
yeah, there's that, like, they sell all the Call of Cthulhu stuff, too. I always drop money at that booth.
Yeah, I wish they would come out with some more Shea Geek cards, though.
Yeah.
Well, my family's into Munchkin now, so...
Oh.
I'll have to come home with an expansion
Munchkin.
Pack or two.
The game that eats your life.
And they like it when they give exact change. They do that little dance at that one booth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I'm
they like it when you pay cash, too. Go ahead. What did you say, Lee?
I'm sorry. I said my husband is sitting beside me and says, no, Munchkin isn't the game that takes over your life. That would be Axis and Allies, which yeah. I might have to agree with. But Munchkin is a close damn second.
It is. That's why I limit mine to like the Call of Cthulhu Munchkin. Yeah.
All That's right. Fun. Hmm. And lol. Well, let's take this opportunity to get some last minute thoughts because Lee and I actually have a hard out at 9. So,
yes,
hey, there's a look behind
brown
the window.
Brown cow.
Hey, not that kind of hard out.
Hey,
brown cow.
Besides, that'd be a hard in. Hey, ladies. Anyway, awkward. All right.
And by the way, Crickets.
Yeah, well, I know. I sound like a tunnel to you guys. I don't know why it is all of a sudden, but over here it sounds fine. So let's just go around the table one last time. Final thoughts. What do you? I know we already asked what you're looking forward to, but is there anything that you think people should absolutely not miss or that you can hit or where they can find you? Let's start with Lee. First of all, where can they find you?
They can find me in the X-Track. That would be the Marriott 106-107 room. Oh, God, I hope that is correct. I'm about to go to my Google document sheet. And, you know,
I'm down at the end of the hall, right,
costuming man. Yeah, 106 and 107. Yes, and by the way, my tentative schedule is up. Shut up, John. So you can find me there. I will be with X-Track probably 90% of these panels. So... that's it.
Rox, how about you?
All right. I'm the one on the bike. You could find me.
she'll be in the parade, and that's awesome.
I'll be in the parade. I signed up, so I'm in. Actually, people, take in some of the concerts. A lot of these people that come and play, like Abney Park, Crook Shadows, even Bella Morte, they're great. And they put on a really great show. So I get a lot of my concert going at Dragon Con.
Jefferson Starship is there this year, too.
I saw them a couple years ago. Yeah, they're fine.
I thought you were going to tell me that you saw them when you were growing up.
I did. I saw them the last time that like Grace Slick played with them. So and that was back in the 80s.
Oh, I thought it was at Woodstock. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Also, I think there's the quiz show that Ken Plume and Widget Walls will be putting on, and that is a lot of fun, isn't he? Is he?
Yep, they're still doing that. That's Sunday night, I believe.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun, people. They swap out guests and stuff, and it's a lot of the shows are sort of based on like British
panel
sort
shows.
Of panel shows. Yeah. So, and that's a lot of fun. So, your concerts we haven't really talked about, check out some of them. And the Fun Fest on Friday, 8:30 in the Hyatt in the International North, correctly? Yes?
That would be correct.
And I believe that's where you're going to find
8:30.
Most of us.
We will be there. Yeah. I will be there.
I'm wearing a kick-ass dress and some awesome shoes, man.
Yeah.
So is Serve.
And a pipe.
Yes. So
with nothing in it. He swears.
With
and several of the Brit Track panels and one alt history one on the Weird West.
Cool.
I will be in.
Vanessa, how about you?
Most of my time will probably be spent in a comics and pop artist alley. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, you'll be able to find me at that body painting thing, which is at the New American Shakespeare Tavern, mm-hmm. Downtown Atlanta. I will definitely be in anything that has to do with True Blood. I may make a few appearances in
When Hobos Kill. Just kidding.
Some panels on the Skeptics track or the X track. I haven't really decided. I haven't looked at the schedule, but like I said, most of my time will be in a comic and pop artist alley, just talking to the artists and hanging out and kind of networking and socializing.
Cool. Serve?
No, can I just ask her one? Do you do your own art?
No,
an artist?
I wish. I'm a wannabe.
Are you a writer?
No. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
No worries. It's good stuff.
Serve, how about you?
I'm going to be on Make the Bad Men Stop Friday at 1 o'clock in X Track. I'm also going to be taking part in Friday night Fun Fest, Need Coffee Fun Fest, and helping you when necessary.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sir, I have something you could help me with at the Fun Fest too, if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet she does, ladies.
The brown chicken.
Oh my God, you all are so terrible.
We try.
We're boys, silly boys.
No problem.
What else, sir?
You can't find me on Twitter because I don't really know what that is, and I could give you my email address, but I'm not going to. So there.
Oh, that's a good point, Lee. What's your Twitter and what's your website?
Wow, what a great question to ask right now. Our Twitter is dcon_xtrack. That is a Twitter one of my staff members is going to be updating throughout throughout con. And I tell you, you tell somebody they're in charge of social media on staff, and what do? They run with that for a mile. I now have a Dragon Con X-Track page.
I saw that, yes.
Things on. So I'm telling you, man, and we're also on LiveJournal, and it's again dcon_xtrack for the LiveJournal.
Is there do you have a MySpace account?
I do not have a MySpace account. Man, I wouldn't have a Facebook account like somebody else did it. So, yeah. That's the best place to find all the X-Track stuff. If you want to find the Lee stuff, that would be LeeBC on Twitter.
Cool. Vanessa, how about you guys?
You guys, just you. And Erica. girls-gone-geek.com. That's our blog. We talk about comics. And you can find us on Twitter. We are girls_gone_geek on Twitter. And on Facebook, we are just Girls Gone Geek.
Well, you got it. All right.
So we got it on Facebook.
These right now. Gotta go at them.
How about you, Rox?
Please.
It's Rox of Spaz House. No E on the house. So that's on Twitter, right? That's on Twitter. Roxanne Henkel on Facebook, and spazhouse@blogspot.com for my.
It'd be spazhouse dot. Dot.
Yeah, John, right? You know where it is.
Yeah, something like that.
Go ahead.
You'll find it.
You'll find
blogspot.com. Yeah, just look for spazhouse.
Just type in steampunk and bike, and you'll find me on the blog. Anyway, oh, nice. I Twitter a lot. So, and also, I'm trying to get on.
I bet you do.
Yeah, the prize patrol. Okay, here's the thing, people. There is a prize patrol. If you belong to needcoffee.com and you get a special badge, there is
yes.
This badge accesses to the prize patrol, and I want to be on prize patrol. So, if I see your badge for needcoffee.com, you get something special from me. Done.
you might not want it, but you will get it.
Yes. Last year I gave out loose change, so.
You gave out loose change? How did
loose
Lou feel
change.
About that?
Well, this one couple, they forgot their badges and they got it the night of the Fun Fest. And of course, the next day was Monday. And I felt really bad. They're like, oh, hey, we've got our badges. So I said, yeah, let me see what I got. Here's some loose change.
All right, and for me, you can find me on Twitter at John Boutelle. It's JonBoutelle. Is it John Boutelle or is it Jay Boutelle? Hold on. Warning. I always forget.
Oh, man, that's you suck. You lose points.
Me. What is my account? Hello?
During this pregnant pause, we'll just say that
John,
Girls Gone Geek is
John
the
Boutelle.
Better sister of the Unique Geek.
Oh.
Yay.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, it's John Boutelle. Yes, I got it right. JonBoutelle on Twitter. Also, the Unique Geek on Twitter as well. So you can check us out there. Of course, go to The Unique Geek and check out our listserv over at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. And if you're going to Dragon Con, do not miss the Friday Fun Fest because there's plenty of prizes to be given out and lots of fun to be had. So, lots of free stuff and fun That's what the Fun Fest is all about.
Fun. Lots of fun.
Yes. That's Friday night at like 8 o'clock. I think they open the doors, if I recall correctly. And that's in the Hyatt downstairs and down in the International? Lee, do you know?
Yes. Oh, it's okay. The International North.
Yeah.
It's the International Hyatt. North, which is on the one level below the lobby, but you got to go over to the International Tower.
Yeah, you got to kind of go through the lobby.
Which is through the lobby to your right.
Yeah. That's where
Instead
I ran.
Instead of going to the food court, go the other way.
Oh, my God, Lee, we got to plug. We have to plug. Lee and I, Sunday, are doing.
You got 2 minutes.
This is our third year. I know. This is our third year of doing a Warehouse 13 panel, and we really rocked it last year.
We did rock it last year, and we rocked it the first year, which we were kind of stunned.
Yeah, we did. Yes.
Let me also, John, did you plug your panel?
Did I? Oh, am I doing a panel?
He is doing, yes. John, I can't believe you have asked me to put this damn thing up and you aren't looking at it. Saturday at 4 p.m., John and J.J. Hawkins and Aaron Poole will be talking about Lost 1 year later and how they feel about Lost after a year after the finale.
I'll be the least informed of the three.
That'll work out fine. What a surprise.
Again.
What's Lost? I forgot. Anyway.
You have not forgotten.
I put it out of my mind. Yes, because you never forget your first... Never mind.
Wrap it up.
I'm wrapping it up. Jeez, all right. Anyway, for all the folks over at... first of all, for Rox, Serve, Vanessa, and Lee, and all the other guys over at the Unique Geek, this is John. Until next time, peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.